Well, this week on Capitol Hill, two Missourians took center stage as they testified before a U.S. Senate committee on Capitol Hill regarding steps that they are taking to secure election infrastructure. Earlier this week, I interviewed the Greene County Clerk, Shane Scholler, who's a former House Speaker pro tem. And today we talked to Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who was on the Hill as well with a number of other Secretary of State's bipartisan group that testified this week. I'm Brian Houseworth. Joining me to talk about his testimony and the issue itself is Secretary Ashcroft. Secretary Ashcroft, thanks for joining us. Your kind of your synopsis of the testimony and the things talked about on the Hill.
Well, what I was trying to make sure the individuals of the committee knew was, well, at first, that no votes were changed, no voter registrations were changed, no votes or registrations were canceled out. There's been a lot of talk about, quote, hacking of the election, but it didn't change any votes. It didn't change the election. If there was any hacking, it was hacking of the public's perception. And then really the other main point, or the second of the three, I guess I would say, secondly, I wanted to make sure they understood that states are working and have been working. It's not a new thing for us to make sure we secure our elections. And you can do that in a way that protects our elections from malfeasance, criminal activity, from fraud, while you are still making sure that every registered voter can vote. That's important. And thirdly, I wanted to make sure they understood that you have to take a comprehensive approach. And I think this is what got the most attention from the committee. But I pointed out that when you look at evidence of how elections have been affected, we have evidence of elections being affected by vote fraud in Missouri that is astronomically greater than the evidence that we have of elections being changed by cyber intrusions. And it's really simple to say that because we have zero evidence that an election was changed by any sort of hacking or cyber intrusion. Not a single vote was changed. And yet we have elections. We had a House race in Missouri not too long ago when the individual that won based on vote fraud.
Was that in St. Louis or Kansas City? I'm trying to remember which race.
It was in Kansas City, and then just in 2016, we had two elections that had to be redone. The judges in St. Louis said, no, that election can't stand. You've got to do it differently because of all the irregularities.
Yeah, and that other one was the Bruce Franks, that he was the challenger running against an incumbent in St. Louis. I certainly, you're right, the judges did step in and the courts got involved as well. Is this issue of voter fraud, are people, when they do that, are they using phony identities, or what? How are they able to vote if they're voting as someone else?
Unfortunately, my experience has been that people will try to cheat in any way that they can. And that's why when we look at our elections, we cannot just focus on one area or the other area. We have to worry about cybersecurity. We have to worry about physical security of the election equipment. We have to worry about kind of social or communication security, so people aren't misled or that they aren't sent to the wrong polling location or they think their polling location is closed. We have to worry about whether or not people are going to use absentee ballot fraud, whether they're going to use voter impersonation, whether they're going to buy votes, whether they're going to try to cast more than one ballot. All of those have occurred. It's my understanding that all of those have occurred while I've been Secretary of State, or at least in 2016 and beyond. I mean, we've had cases prosecuted for individuals trying to vote more than once in the same election. We've had individuals prosecuted for trying to buy votes. If there's a way to cheat, people try to do it.
And finally, on your testimony, and I really appreciate the background, because, I mean, those are concerning issues. When you testified as well, Secretary Ashcroft, one of the things Senator Blunt did talk about before and during the hearing, he mentioned that the President Donald Trump has signed legislation that provides $380 million in grants to states to improve their infrastructure. It's called the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018. I looked at the chart, and some states applied, some didn't. It appears to me that Missouri has requested $7.2 million under this bill. Looks like it was applied for in April because the bill was just signed in late March. What can you tell us about the status of that?
We were the very first state to draw down those funds, and we have actually started applying those. to securing our elections and to improving voter confidence, which I think has been hurt by some of the spurious allegations about what's happened. But we're using those funds to make sure that the people of the state of Missouri can have confidence in their elections. And maybe the biggest thing we're doing, in September, we are having a nationwide cybersecurity conference for elections, the National Election Security Summit in St. Louis, Missouri. That's led by Missouri, and we're joined by probably 20 or 30 other states in making sure that when you vote, your vote counts and that every registered voter can vote.
Do you have the dates on that?
It is September 10th and September 11th.
And that will be in St. Louis. And do you have the location? If you don't, no problem with
that. Yes, that is going to be at the Worldwide Technology location. It's a great St. Louis company that has been willing to support us and allow us to use their facilities so that we don't have to use taxpayer dollars on this endeavor.
Yeah, and I assume there'll be people from all over the country that'll be at this event.
Yes, we have agreements from states nationwide to send participants. So we're really excited. It is, space is limited because we want to focus on election professionals, but it'll be national individuals, state individuals, local individuals, all getting together to share ideas and best practices and suggestions to make sure that we can do the best job possible to keep and continue to be assured that our elections are safe and secure.
One final question I'll open up to you. When I talked to Shane Scholer, who's obviously a friend of yours from Southwest Missouri, he's a conservative Republican, but when I asked him about the County Clerk Association, I said, how do they work together? I said, you're a Republican, you have a lot of Democrats in there. He said, we put our party affiliation aside, we work for the betterment, there is no partisanship. Is it similar at your level, at the Secretary of State level, when you talk to your colleagues across the country?
You know, there are definitely issues on which we disagree that sometimes have a political basis. But we are all elected to serve everyone in our state, Republican, Democrat, constitutional, Green Party, Libertarian, Independent, and that's what we do. Our job is to make sure that elections run smoothly. It's the candidate's job to help determine who wins. The voters have that final authority. We just make sure it runs smoothly.
Secretary Ashcroft, anything you'd like to add, sir?
I just want to thank the people for the privilege of serving and to let them know that we are committed to continuing to make sure that our elections are secure. And I think we're leading the way with our Election Cybersecurity Summit in September.